We're starting back from the bottom of Mandal and Aleph. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Shimon Berebi, Hakol Movi Mazik Grushoso, Shahavlad Bogum the Kahuna. Everybody agrees by Mazik Grushoso that even though, according, we'll see everybody agrees, even though the child is not a mamzer, but he's still Pogum the Kahuna. Right? Rashi Shahavlad Pogum. Rashi learns that the child is pogum means a daughter. A daughter is born, she can't marry a kohen. But a son, right, pogum lekahuna, doesn't make a difference because anyway he's a cholo. So what's the nafkamina? So, but others say no, that the son, if he has a daughter, his daughter is also possible. Ramban holds that if you have a son that's pogum lekahuna, right, if he has a daughter, she's also Pegum Lekuhuna. So if he had Yisrael that was Mazik Grushoso and he had a son, so the son's obviously not a Kohen, he's a Yisrael. But if he has a daughter, his daughter is also Pasul Lekuhuna. That's what the Ramban says. But from Rashi, it's Mashma, it's only Nafkamina if you have a daughter. But if it's a son, then the son's children are Ksherim Lekuhuna. What? No, we'll see. Moses says, "Man Hakol Moldim. Who is the Hakol Moldim? Shimon Atimoni. The Afal Gav Domer Shimon Atimoni ain't Mamzer Mechayvi Lavin. Even though Shimon Atimoni holds that Marzik Rushoso, not like Rabbi Akiva, the child is a Mamzer. He holds that he's not a Mamzer. No, the Mamzer lo havi pogum mi havi. Even though he's not a Mamzer, but he's pogum lekahuna mikal v'chomer mi almona." We learn it from a kal v'chomer from almona to the kohen gadol. Ma almona the kohen gadol she'ini sura shava b'kol b'no pogum, and almona the kohen gadol. Right, even though the isra is only to a kohen gadol, still her child is possible the kohuna. So zeshi sura shava b'kol over here, where everybody is also to be mazir grushaso. No one's allowed to remarry his divorcee after she married somebody else. And Odin should be not pogum. Surely the child is pogum lekahuna. Rashi, shekain. Ika lemifrach. The Gemara says no. There is a pircha on that kal v'chomer from almona lekohen gadol. Ma l'almona shekain he asks from mechalelus. First pircha is that by an almona lekohen gadol, when the kohen gadol lives with her, she becomes a chalola. So memela her child is what's it called is pogum. Because she lived with Isurei Kahuna. So she becomes a Chalola. So she herself becomes a Schalo. But when you live with the Marzeh Grushoso, she doesn't become Possel. Just because she was Mizana, she was over in Isur, doesn't make her Possel to a Kohen. Right? V'od, Hitoei V'Ksiv. It's only a Lav, right? Chavi Lav and V'Chora don't make her Possel. No, not this doesn't make her Possel to a Kohen. She's Possel anyway. Right? Would make her a Possel. But she's a grusha. So anyway, she's possible. So it doesn't make her possible. The old, another pircha. He toeva ksiva ain bonea toeva. The fairish amiut. He toeva, but her children are not toevan. So mela, they're not even possible the kahuna. The old tanya, hamarza grusha. So another objection is the brisa. Hamarza grusha. So if a person remarries his divorcee after she got married to somebody else, so a person marries a woman he gave chalitza to, that she's also aser balav. V'hanosei krovas chalitza. So, and if you marry a relative of your chalitza, all of these are what's it called? Are according to we learned before, Rabbi Akiva says that krovas chalitza. So, since the Torah called her beso, it's like krovas grusha. So, and she's aser balav. Rabbi Akiva omer ein lo bakedushin. Rabbi Akiva says there's no kedushin by chayve lavim. Kedushin doesn't take effect. The ain't atzricha menu get. Mamela, there's no need for a get because there's no marriage. The he psula, she's pasul. The vlad the pasul, and her vlad is also pasul. The kofin also the hotzi, and we force him to get rid of her. The chachamim moment, the chachamim hold yesh lo ba kedushin. Chayve lavim, the kedushin is tofes. Utsricha imenu get, mamela she needs a get. Vehik sheirov of lava kosher. She's kosher and the child's kosher. So Mara says, Laman. Who is she kosher? Who? right? Lav lekahuna. Isn't a child kosher according to the Chachomim, who say that there's no mamzerus from chayvei lavin, that the child is kosher, mashma kosher across the board, even to a kohen. Shmuel says lo lekahal. Doesn't mean she's kosher to a kohen. Means she's kosher lekahal. She get married to a regular Jew, not a mamzer, but she's posel lekahuna. Shmuel says ihachi. He ksheir leman. If that's the case, then who is she kosher to? It's when the child is kosher only to kahal, but not to a kohen. When it says he ksheira, right, that the woman herself is kosher, right, who is she kosher to? Ilei melekahal pshita. If it means she's kosher to get married to another Jew, right, mishum dizanya ifsu lekahal, or is there no havami in the world to say, because a woman is mizana, that she should be also to marry. Isurei kahal only come because you were born from some kind of problem, but not because you live with somebody be'isur. Nobody, there's no such a case where a person lives with somebody be'isur that they become usur to marry a regular Jew. Ela lav lekohen, it must mean that she is kosher even to marry a kohen, right? U'midehi lekohen v'lod enami lekohen. And since when we're talking about her, it's talking that she's kosher to a kohen. When it says that her vlad is kosher, it also means to a kohen, not lekahal. Where it says midir, hakadis. No, she's kosher lekahal, and the child's she's kosher to a kohen, and the child's kosher lekahal, but she's possible to a kohen. Right? Each one's talking about its own case. Just because ksheira over here means lekohen doesn't mean that ksheira by the daughter means lekohen. Hachim nam mistabra, and it makes sense to say that the ksheira differs between her and the child. Diktani Reisha, the Reisha says, he psula vavlad apostle. According to Rabbi Akiva, she's apostle and the child is apostle. He psula leman, who is she apostle to? Ilema lekahal, she can't get married to a regular Jew because she lived with, what's it called, with the man that she was married to before and divorced from and got married to somebody else. Mishum dezan yitzalei. There's no one who holds that because a woman's mizan that she's also to marry a regular Jew. So it can't mean she's possible lekahal. Ela lav lekahuna. Must mean by her that Rabbi Akiva holds she's possible lekahuna. Right? Since Rabbi Akiva holds that chayvei lavin create mamzeris, so surely she becomes a zoner, chalola. Vlad apostle leman. So who now is the vlad apostle to? Ilei melekahuna holekahal kosher. Right? If you tell me that the child, though, is kosher, is what's it called, is the apostle to the kahuna, mashma, she's only apostle to the kahuna, but not the kahal, homer of Yakiva havlad mamzer, can't say that. The vlad is apostle even to a regular Jew, because it's a mamzer. Elipshita le kahal. Medereisha hakadisa vahakadisa. Seifanami hakadisa vahakadisa. Since the reisha, the psul of the woman, is to the kahal, and the psul of the woman is to the kohen, and the psul of the vlad is the kahal, two different things. So too in the sefer, when it says kosher, she's kosher the kahal, and the child, she's kosher even the kahuna, and the child is kosher only the kahal, but not the kahuna. The hitoeva nami. So therefore, that's not a pircha. And what's about hitoeva the ein baneha toevim? Rabbi Akiva could, what's it called, Shimonat Taimoni could learn differently. He toeva vein tsarasa toeva. Comes to tell me that her tsara is not a toeva, but not that her children aren't toeva. They could be possible the kahuna. Almana kasha, but the pircha from almana is a kasha. That by almana the kohen gadol she becomes nischala. But over here, there's no chilul by her because she's already in his house, she's a grusha. It wasn't said that everybody agrees that mauze grusha, so the vlad is pogum according to Shimon HaTemoni. That's not what we're talking about. But it was said the following. Elei Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Shimon Barevi. Hakol Moldim Bebol Chai Bekrisis Shahavlad Pogger, not Mazik Rushasa, but somebody who lives with Chayve Krisis, where the child is a Mamzer according to Shimon HaTemoni and surely according to Rabbi Akiva. But Man HaKol Moldim, who's HaKol Moldim? That somebody lives with a Chayve Krisis, the child is Pogam LeKahuna. Rabbi Yoshua. That's Rabbi Yoshua. The Afal Gav Don Rabbi Yoshua ain't Mamzer Mechayve Krisis, even though Rabbi Yoshua holds that a Mamzer only comes from somebody who's Chayv Mises Beisdin. But if you're only Chayiv Kores, there's no Mamzer. Right? That's the extreme Shita. That there's no Mamzer except from Chayiv Mises Beisdin. So even though he holds that the child of Chayiv Krisis is not a Mamzer, but she's Pogam LeKahuna. She can't marry a Kohen. Noi, the Mamzer lo havi, Pogam miyahavi. Kavachomer mi'almona. And here the Kavachomer sticks. Ma'almona lekohen gadol sheini surah shava bakol b'na Pogum. Zushi Surah Shova Bakoin, it didn't shouldn't pogum. Right? Almana, who coin godl is only usher to a coin godl. And still her child is Pasul the Kohuna. Here, this woman is usher to everybody. What's it called? Anybody could have an Isser Erva, Isser Krisis. Right? Not only Kohanim and not only coin godl. So surely her child is also pogum. The Chitema Mala Almana Shekane He Atzmas Chalelas. What are you going to say? You know, an Almana becomes Pasul when she lives with the coin godl. So over here too, Hachanami, Kivin Shaboa Lasa Zona. Since it's Chayve Krisis, right, and she was an Asr before, as soon as he lives with her, she becomes a Zona. And she's Asr to a Kohen. So there's no Pircha. Just like an Almana becomes Asr, and her child becomes Asr when she lives with a Kohen Gadol, so too, a woman who's Chayve Krisis, she becomes Pasula Kahuna because Nivala La Pasula, and what's it called? Her child becomes also to the kahuna also. That's the case. Okay. See Rashi. Shekein he asur mischalelas. She meis kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol dies, asura afilu the kohen hedyot. This almana is not allowed to marry even a regular kohen. She pasla zeh b'viyoso v'asur chalola. Because the kohen gadol made her a chalola when he lived with her. Because she's also to a kohen gadol, mela she becomes a chalola. Dechsiv lo yechal al zaro, velo ksiv lo yochil, mashma beis chilulim, echad lo vechad lezaro. She becomes pasul and the child becomes pasul. V'hachim mefarsh b'kedusha. Oh, im bas kohen he pasul min atrum. Another thing is, not only is she not allowed to marry a kohen, if she's a bas kohen and her husband dies, usually she what's it called goes back to itruma. Here. She became pasul and she can never eat truma again. Kedom mechilton lekamon. Tomar b'marzik rushaso she'ein hi atzmas chalelas. But marzik rushaso, she doesn't become pasul. What's it called through this bia? Because she's pasul anyway. She's a grusha. The ila mitzvah of the kohen lo mitzvah b'haik hazara. To apsul of a kaima mishas gerish. Soon as she was divorced, she's also to a kohen. The ila truma lo mitzvah b'hachi. Kedom reperek amon of the kohen gadol. And she doesn't become Asr to Truma just because she lived with Chayvei Lavin. She only, what's it called, Chayvei Lavin don't make her a, what's it called, Pasul LeKahuna. Because, the Gemara explains, the reason is that regular Chayvei Lavin do. But here it says, Ki Tiya Le'ish Zor. It had to be somebody who was Asr to her from the beginning. But here, this man was Mutter to her from the beginning, before she got married to somebody else. It was her husband. So she was mutter to him. She only became usher to him because she got divorced and she married somebody else. That woman is not pasul to truma. So truma, she doesn't become pasul to. A kohen, she's anyway pasul to because she's a grusha. So therefore, there's a pirch on the kavachomer. Amonu lekohen gadol becomes pasul to kohanim and to truma. And this woman doesn't become pasul, not to truma, not to kohanim. So mele, what's it called? The kavachomer doesn't exist. Hamazik Rushasa Mishanises, Ain Loba Kedushin, Diksov Rebbe Kiva, Ain Kedushin Tovsim B'Chayvei Lavin. Rebbe Kiva holds that Kedushin don't take effect by Chayvei Lavin. The Hipsula, the Kohen, the Zonah. Since she was Nivala the Pasula, she lived with somebody who's also to her, she becomes a Zonah, she's also to a Kohen. Vlad the Pasul, Mamzeru. The Vlad is Pasul, is a Mamzer. Leman Ketoni Vlad the Kosher, Lav the Kohuna. So when it says the Vlad is kosher, it means to a Kohen. Because to Kahal, you don't need to tell me he's kosher. Right? Just because she was, what's it called? It's a Kohen. Hakadisa Vakadisa. He kshir al Kahuna. She's kosher al Kahuna. Because the Kahal, I don't need to be told she's kosher. Nobody becomes also the Kahal because they live the Israel with somebody. Vlada kosher love a Bakal. Of a Lakuna Pogum. But the child is Pasal the Kahuna, but Musal the Kahal. Hachinan Mistabr, the Hakadisa Vakadisa. That each one's talking about a different case. One to Kahal and one for the Kahuna. The Hitoeva, the Kopirchis, Hitoeva, Vain Bonar Toevim, Lote Dukachit. Don't learn that the children are not possible, and even not the Kahuna. Elahitoeva Vain Sarasa Toeva, Leosa Liibum, Elamis Yabemis. That her Tsara, right, if now the guy died and the Mazik Rushasa fell before the brother, so she's Osir, but her Itzara is Miyadim. Rabbi Yeshua don masnisen, ein mamzer le mechayvim misos. Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no mamzer except for chayvim misos based it. Asa azona, upsul le kohuna. Since she lived with somebody that's osir to her, right, so she became a zona, and she's pasul le kohuna. Avalael gabi mazik rushosi leklish niyachit. By mazik rushosi, you can't say that. Because like we said, she was already pasul because she's a grusha. Right, it's only kitzieli ish zor. Somebody who's osir was always osir, but here she was mutter to him to begin with. She only became osir because she got divorced and married somebody else. That's not a nivel l'apostle. So therefore, the what's it called? She doesn't become osir to truma, and she was already osir to a kohen, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, there's a shaila by Chayvei Krisis, according to us, that the child is a mamzer, right? A person has a kohen, lives with his mother, and he have a child. So the child's a mamzer. Is the child a kohen mamzer, or he's not a kohen either? Right? He's a chol. So halachically, lemaisa, the svarim say that's a kavachomer. If he's a mamzer, surely he's a chol. He's not a kohen. But the Minchas Sinah said, doesn't understand why. A person has a child from Chayvei Krisis, it's his child, the whole Dover. Chayvei Kibud Avraham and everything. Right? So why shouldn't he be a Kohen? And the fact that he's a Mamzer, so he's a Mamzer. But where do you know that he loses his Kahuna? The Minchas Sinah Taka holds, Minasvara, the child should be a Kohen who's a Mamzer. Right? Where we find that a Kohen can't be a Mamzer. But the halacha, the ma'isa, all the svarim say that since he's a mamzer, koshkin is a cholol. He's mischal from the kohen.
There's such a thing as a mamzer kohen.
What?
There's such a thing as a mamzer kohen. It's better a mamzer kohen than a
mamzer kohen. No, it says just the opposite. It says mamzer talmud chacham is greater than a kohen gadol. It doesn't say mamzer kohen gadol is greater than a talmud chacham.